24-6, the Texans win over the New Orleans Saints on Sunday, and they move to 6-5. This is your ultimate highlight. Let's see how it all went down. It begins in the first quarter. No score because, hey, it's the opening drive of the game, and Brian Hoyer would find Ryan Griffin. Gets into the end zone, made it close there. And a little bit later in the quarter, Cecil Shorts on the end around would make it 14-0. Texans were off to a fast start. The Saints, however, would get their highlight of the day when they get the 57-yard field goal to split those uprights, and that would make it a 14-3 game. Later, after the break, Alfred Blue would do some tough running on the very first drive of the second half, gets into the end zone there, and the Texans were out in front. They would never relinquish the lead. They'd pick off Drew Brees. That's Kareem Jackson. He thought he was down in the end zone on that interception, but he gets up, pops up, dices through the New Orleans offense and would return it all the way down to the 48-yard line of the Texans. What a day for Kareem Jackson to come back. A little later, Quinton Demps in the secondary batting down what would have been a touchdown pass, and the Texans win this one. They only allow 50 rushing yards on the afternoon, and for the second straight game, they get 100 on the ground themselves, 167 rushing yards. Penalties, a big bugaboo for the Saints. They commit 82 yards worth of them. The Texans now have gone 18 quarters and given up just 2 touchdowns in that span. It's quite a dominating performance by the Texans. And we went down to John Harris, who talked with Ryan Griffin. He picked up that touchdown on the day, also had a big reception in the second half as well.
All right, first question I have for you, Ryan Griffin. Are your shoes tied?
I still got it taped up. I don't know if you can get a shot of this, but it's a mess right now. It's a total mess.
You almost came out of the game after one of your catches. You were calling, like, somebody come in because your shoes weren't tied. You caught that one on the far sideline without them tied.
Yeah, without it tied, and it could have tripped me up. Could have been a disaster, but luckily we got it handled.
First touchdown, you're pass protecting. You see Brian float out of there, and then you just throw up your hand to get the ball and take us through that touchdown.
Yeah, that wasn't a called pass. I just knew Brian was in trouble. My mental clock went off, and I just tried to make a play.
Then later in the third quarter, when you had to have a drive, you get matched up on a linebacker, a little rub route, and you get in there, take us through that catch and run.
Yeah, Nate did a great job trying to get off the rub, and I just used him as a natural pick, secured the ball and got upfield, tried to split the defense.
When you saw that much green grass in front of you, what are you thinking?
I'm trying to score. I'm trying to get to the house, but I got hot, so I'm going to get that in the film room. So,
guys, let's hear it. Ryan Griffin, our player of the game. Ryan, congratulations.
Texans now victorious 4 in a row, and they're looking for number 5 next week on the road in Buffalo. We thank you so much for checking out this ultimate highlight, and we'll see you again next time.